Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you folks joining us as we bring you another year of the NFL's best draft prospects, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. I'm excited. You know, sometimes, you know, the shows start out a little bit slow, but this particular season, as we build up to this thing that's going to come around in April that we call the NFL Draft, we've had a fantastic collection of guys coming on the show. And today's guest is going to live up to the hype because I'm very excited about getting him on. Fantastic player from Siena Heights, it's Darius Price. Darius, we appreciate you coming on. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
You're a defensive player of the year. Four-time All-Conference. I mean, can you believe that November 11th was your last collegiate football game?
Yeah, it was something. It was bittersweet for me. I will say that after that last game, I didn't feel at peace. I feel like I wasn't done yet. But as far as with, you know, my college football career, yeah, I really enjoyed it, and it was definitely something that I'm going to miss.
I was watching the highlights, and I love what you did. I mean, I kind of wrote down, you know, some of the plays. I think my favorite play, and you could probably memorize these because you saw them, but I think around the 209 spot, you're in coverage, and it was a simple play, but you just dropped in the coverage. I loved how fluid you were. You opened your hips in transition with the receiver. You instantly broke off of him, and you went and you made the tackle. 311. You have the punt return. I didn't know you had the punt return skills in you. And I should have known that from the opening of the highlights when you returned the interception. That was a great Bellevue guy out on special teams. You just slammed him to the ground on the side. That one made me laugh. I mean, did you say anything after that? I mean, did you even giggle to yourself after that play?
I really didn't say anything because I was just in the crowd of their players. And it was just like, well, why is everybody in my face?
Yeah, for you folks out there listening, if you go ahead.
In my head, though, I said it's going to be all game.
it was. It's great. If you folks out there listening, check out his highlight reel. It's fantastic. And like I said, the 3:30 mark against Belleville, he plays some special teams and he takes the guy right out. And you kind of see him go at it. If you don't pay attention to it, you're going to follow the ball, but if you follow him, you're going to see that kind of he takes him out of bounds, and then he puts the guy, he basically gives him the Orlando Pace pancake. And then the four-minute mark, what did you do with 4 minutes? I have you written down here in my notes. I can't read my own writing. I'm trying to think. But you made another great play. I assume that's on your highlight reel. But, I mean, how does a guy like you end up at a small school like this? I mean, sometimes, you know, maybe you were small coming out of high school. Maybe you had some problems with grades. I mean, what were some of the issues, and how did you kind of just get overlooked?
Well, coming from Saginaw High School, Saginaw, Michigan, we were a very small school, but we were a basketball town. And also, football has been on the decline ever since Lamar Woodley and Charles Rogers, all those guys, they had left out of the building. And so we really wasn't getting recruited as we used to be. And also there were some complications with academics, but most importantly, I had a few other offers that were waiting for me to get everything processed through. But it was some type of way where, you know, all those teams just kind of shut down on me. And Siena was the only team that was still standing with me. And when I got here, I realized that I needed to be here. But I think that, you know, the setup of me coming to Siena was the beginning of me being who I am, you know, and the person I've become so far. So I think it
Excellent.
Was just a destined thing for me to be here and not anywhere else in the country.
Definitely, and you definitely made the most of it. I'm curious, how did you know that was the right fit? You kind of just said, you know, once you got there, you're like, hey, this is where I need to be. What was some of the feelings that you got there that you knew this was going to be the right fit?
Well, I went up to the college campus with my father, and then I met a coach by Coach McEwen, who was my recruiting coordinator. We went on the campus, and it was so small, and everything was just where it needed to be as far as some education, to the athletics, and I felt at home there. You know, my dad, he confirmed it by saying I might as well stop looking, you know, and so it's just like that welcoming feeling that I got at the university, and also just with the coaching staff, it just made me just say, you know what, I think this is the place where I needed to be.
That's excellent. And my son is a senior right now. He'll be going to school next fall, and he's currently looking at different schools. And I'm sure, speaking as a father now, I bet your dad had to just get in the car and fist pump by himself, knowing that he found and you found a place where he was going to feel. Because my son, he doesn't know what he's doing right now. He's looking at all these different schools. And, you know, you got to pay fees when you go to these things. You know, you got to apply. I'm like, dude, you know, this isn't Bob Costas you're talking to. You got to pick a school and, you know, and shut it down. Once again, Darius Price, the Siena standout defensive player of the year, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We're going to break it down and find out what this young man brings to the table. If you want more of this show or you miss it in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes. You just simply type in his name, Blog Talk Radio. You type in his name, Darius Price, or we'll have a draft bio page at collegeofpro.com. You'll look under 2018 NFL draft prospects. You go to the defensive backs, safeties, and you're going to find this young man's name there as well. I mean, you're a hot name. Let's not lie. Let's not beat around the bush. I mean, you've really created a terrific buzz for you. You've had a lot of, you know, teams come in and out, and Siena, you know, I mean, we're not going to say that they're an NFL powerhouse in terms of putting guys in the pros, but what was it like, Karn, that, you know, knowing that the guys from above, these NFL scouts are kind of taking notice of what you're doing?
It was a shocker to me. I really wasn't expecting it. You know, I'll have people tell me to, you know, get ready for it. But I was mainly focused on, you know, just being the best player I could be here. You know, and my coach always told me is, you know, you do your job and they'll find you. You know, when he found me, I was just like, whoa. You know, it was a shocker. Kind of took me for a loop. And then.
No, I was just in awe of it. Oh. No, it's excellent.
Yeah, it threw me for a loop, and then I was like, you know what, you know, this is something I don't know how to handle this, man. Like, you know, I'm at a small school, and you got teams that, like, for the first time in CNI's history to come here and check me out, you know, and my take on it, you know, and having some great, you know, people in my life, you know, it's like don't allow, you know, the name and the hype to cause you to lose sight on what you're doing and why you got here, you know. And that was just my whole thought process when that took place and when I found out that they were there, you know. And I don't know, it just took me my mindset into a different level of just focus, you know, and just to continue to press and grind out every play, everything that I do on and off the field, as far as eating habits and everything else. It just kind of, you know, made me, you know, amp up everything that I was doing, you know, to another level.
That's kind of get that perspective, that behind the scenes perspective of how things are going for you. I mean, you know yourself best, and you've been in the coach's room with your coaches. I'm sure they've kind of discussed with the, you know, the guys that come in, what you bring to the table, but if you were in the film room with some NFL scouts and you're watching some tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those home run qualities that Darius Price brings to the position that they're going to fall in love with?
I would say my physicality, also my versatility, as far as being able to play more than one position. I have played, you know, safety, corner, outside linebacker, which, you know, I will say that, you know, I was pretty good, pretty successful at, you know, and also just being able to, you know, learn new defenses, because we had defense that that changed throughout the years, you know, from a cover press to a quarters team to a cover two team. And so, you know, that's another thing is my ability to adjust and learn different styles of coverages and defenses. So that's what I'll say.
Definitely, I agree with all those. And I mean, legit. I mean, you look legit, 6'2", 225. But I mean, that's if you got on the scale and you got measured, that's right about where you'd be, 6'2", 225.
Yes.
Man, that's
yes.
I mean, that's crazy stuff. And you move so well. I mean, that's the thing. And you wrap up. I love how you wrap up. I mean, Darius, that's like a forgotten art. I mean, each time I saw you on those highlight reels, I mean, you wrap your guy up. I saw these gigantic arms kind of going around the opposing, guy. And I'm like, look at this kid. He's actually making plays. He's doing this kind of throwing an elbow into somebody and then watch him run down the field. I mean, you wrap these guys up and then, once you get your grasp on them, then they look like the guy from Belleville. But again, I don't want to harp on the guy in Belleville all night. But I guess when that happens to you, you know, it's kind of being like the poster guy, you know, underneath the LeBron's James dunk. You just don't want to be there. So, you know, we're going to go there. Do you get comparisons? Because when I watch you, you know, I think of Mark Barron from the Rams. I think of a Deion Buchanan. I mean, a safety linebacker mix, you know. And obviously, I mean, I'm sure you probably heard Cam Chancellor due to your size comparisons. You know, if you could probably retire now, but, you know, if you had a dollar every time you heard that. But, I mean, who do you think you compare to? We're not saying you say, hey, I'm as good as this guy yet, but just in terms of some guys when you're watching that next level where you're kind of saying, hey, I can see a little bit of myself and what these guys do.
I say that when I watch the game and my favorite defensive backs, the guys that I try to, you know, work towards or even like study them. You know, Cam Chancellor is definitely one of those guys with his aggression and how he just brings it every play. Jamal Adams, just being that type of just ball player and making plays just nonstop. And then just Richard Sherman's ability just to be smooth on the field and make plays and read coverages and his film study. Those guys, three guys that I you know, tend to watch a lot, you know, and I try to, you know, shape my game afterwards as far as, you know, their strengths, and I try to build on it and look where I'm at and then work towards it.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Darius Price, the Siena Heights standout here on the C2P as we talk about what this young man brings to the table. He's going to be a name you guys are going to become more and more familiar with, especially once some of the big, NBCs, ESPNs out there start getting a hold of this kid. You're going to really start to see his name pop up, and we're glad to get him here when we did. What's the next few months look like for you? I mean, you know, I'm sure you got to think about all-star games, combine prep. I mean, where you're going to work out. So many things come this next, you know, journey in your life. Kind of take us through how the next few months you plan, you know, at least how they should shake out for you.
So, currently I'll be graduating in December with a bachelor's in business. But,
congratulations.
After that, thank you. After that, I just for the month of December, for the remainder of the month of December, I'll just be staying near the school campus, and I'll just be training, you know, pretty much every day and working out and traveling from, you know, the different cities, you know, where trainers are, you know, as far as training with them, doing workouts with them. But by January, I plan to be in the facility that I choose to begin training. I have gotten an invite to the College Gridiron Showcase football game in Addison, Texas so far. Haven't heard anything else from any other, organizations. But that is pretty much what's going on in my life right now and currently what I plan to be doing towards that future.
Excellent. Great showcase. That has really grown, and you're going to do it. It's a great opportunity. And I'm going to give you some words of advice when you get down there, because I don't know why players do this. It's an amazing thing, but you'll have all these scouts waiting in the lobby, and you'll have all the guys up in their rooms, and they're there to talk to you. So make sure when you see an NFL scout, CFL scout, go shake their hand. Say, hey, I'm Darius Price. Let them know who you are. You'd be shocked these guys are literally waiting just to grab players, and you think it wouldn't be like that. But that is so. My advice to you is make yourself known. Make an impression personally with these guys, because they're going to see you on the field, and that's going to tell them all they need to know, because they know you can bring it. But on the other side, let them know you as a person. Before we let you go, my man, we always like to have some fun. We throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, ready to take a shot with them.
All right. Now, your head coach, Mike Conn, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Conn? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, We have a player on our team. His name is Griffin Sobel. He is hilarious. He mocks Coach Cone, and Coach Cone just straight up called him his son, Cone Jr., you know. And even on practice, he'll do something funny that Coach Cone does, and we'll just laugh, you know. That's one guy.
That's awesome. I love it. Props to Coach Cone for being able to kind of laugh. You know, some guy, hey, we get guys on there, and you just go, no. You don't go anywhere. They won't even say, they'll say somebody does it, but they won't even say who. Because, I mean, these guys, think about it. They're on the show because they're already done playing collegiate football, and they still don't want to rat anybody out on the team. So, you know, sometimes it gets pretty serious. How about this one? And this question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. How about female celebrities? If you could take any pretty lady out there for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
I can't even think of one. I don't want to get in trouble because I have a lady friend right now. if I was to choose, growing up.
Put it this way, you know what? Starbucks. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
You know, growing up, one of my favorite actresses, was Jennifer Lopez when I was young. You know, the lady that has my attention is my lady friend.
There you go. That's a good wise words. Wise words. And then the final question for you, and it's been a great show. Your cleats, your spikes. If you could have anything painted on there, what would you want to see, you know, displayed? What kind of theme?
I would say, what theme? I would say, I really love number 7 because it means a lot of things to me as far as, biblically, it means, you know, finish, complete, you know, and with that 7, every time I wear it, you know, I think of finishing strong. You know, completing any, you know, every task that I start, you know, and just be the best, you know, and everything, you know, and also a scripture, John 7:29. It says that for I know him, I'm from him, and he sent me, you know, intimacy, identity, and destiny, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, I truly value, as far as that I hold with me as far as my football towels or my cleats is the number 7. And that scripture, John 7:29.
Excellent. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you one back. Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So I got that 7 and my favorite scripture. So we got the 7 connection. Darius, man, hey, you've knocked this thing out of the ballpark. You put yourself in a great position moving forward. I always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. And hopefully we'll see you lacing them up on Sunday soon.
Hopefully. Thank you, sir. It was nice talking to you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Darius Price, the standout Siena Heights Defensive Player of the Year. And I tell you what, this is a terrific player, but, I mean, just so glad to get this guy on the show. I mean, just comes across as a terrific young man. And, you know, you got to love at the end where he's talking about the 7 and how much it means, and, you know, and biblically. And he said those are the things NFL teams want to hear. They don't want to worry about getting a phone call at 2 a.m. saying, hey, this guy, you know, he did a, you know, oopsie, and you got to, you know, worry about the PR press. I mean, this is a good young man, heads on his shoulders, and like I said, the physical attributes, man, they run deep in this young man. If you want more of him, you guys know the drill. You guys know Blog Talk Radio. You type in NFL Draft Class, Darius Price tunes, you're going to find this young man in the interview, and then we're going to be getting that college bio up, and you'll be able to say, hey, this is your one-stop and shop for everything you know need to know about this young man. As always, I am your show host, Bo Marchant. Shout out to Darius Price here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.